You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. The new Major League Baseball season is back. Fresh green grass, all new players, a promising crop of pitchers. And a lot of those pitchers are coming in hurt. Some have already had the dreaded Tommy John surgery. That's the increasingly common procedure that repairs the elbow injuries that pitchers seem to get all the time. In fact, those injuries and the surgery are becoming way too routine. And baseball loses about $500 million on injuries, including elbow injuries, every year, despite spending more on pitchers than basically any other athlete in any other sport. Yahoo Sports baseball columnist Jeff Passan has a new book out called The Arm, Inside the Billion-Dollar Mystery of the Most Valuable Commodity in Sport. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Molly. Thank you for having me.
So how common is Tommy John surgery now in Major League Baseball?
Well, more than 25% of players have it on Major League rosters. It's actually as high as it's ever been. John Rogely, who tracks these things, estimated at 26.9% this year. And in addition, there are another couple dozen players on the disabled list, and of those, 40% have had them. So it's fairly common throughout Major League Baseball with pitching. It's becoming even more common at the youth level.
Right. And you say in your book that a pretty shocking number of Tommy John surgeries are being performed on not just young major leaguers, but regular kids, too.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Within the last, over a recent five-year period, 56.8% of Tommy John surgeries were performed on teenagers. Now, this used to be a procedure that was limited strictly to major leaguers. You never saw this with kids. And a lot of that has to do with how much they're pitching and how hard they're throwing. And when you combine those two, it turns into a really big problem for the long-term health.
Well, and it feels like it's a pipeline problem, right? You're saying Major League Baseball spends $1.5 billion a year on pitchers, but they've got kids coming in who've already had surgery. What does that mean for future contracts?
It doesn't mean good things, because the greatest predictor of a future arm injury is a past arm injury. And when you have kids who have had Tommy John surgery at 15 or 16 coming into Major League Baseball and into the professional system, the idea that they're going to make it to 30 years old before they need another surgery is unlikely. It just is. Most of these surgeries last somewhere between 7 and 10 years. One of the players I follow, Daniel Hudson, blew out his ligament for a second time 11 months after the first. So the fact is, when you have damaged goods coming in to the major leagues, they're just ticking time bombs. And it's a generation of players now who are going to be coming in having gone through this system where pitching a lot at young ages is encouraged and where throwing at maximum velocity is a premium and where the incentives for both parents, coaches, and kids are just backward.
Are teams keeping information about injuries to themselves, like research that could be beneficial to the sport as a whole?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that they're trying most to do, or at least the smartest teams are. For example, there's a doctoral student at Northwestern who just graduated named James Buffy. And Dr. Buffy spent his time looking into the forearm muscles and how they can stabilize the elbow. Dr. Buffy went and got hired by the Los Angeles Dodgers, of course, and so they're going to be siloing his research, and it's not going to be out there for everybody to benefit from. It is very true that if a team can figure out how to keep pitching healthy, it will have a distinct competitive advantage over the other 29 teams. And that's one of the motivating factors behind it. They understand that health is the next frontier in baseball.
How much of this problem was exacerbated by over-reliance on the surgery? I mean, it sounds like Tommy John surgery itself is almost an industry.
Yeah. There are doctors out there who will do the surgery when it doesn't necessarily have to be done. And look, they get paid for those surgeries, and they get paid a pretty fair penny for them. And so, you know, when players are going in, it's sort of sad the way that the teenagers these days look at Tommy John surgery. More than 50% of them think that it's going to make them throw harder. And kids almost romanticize it, like, hey, I had Tommy John, I'm a real ball player now. And what they don't realize is this is surgery that takes a minimum of a year to get back from. And that's with pitchers who have some of the best athletic trainers in the world working with them every single day on this protocol. And so it's not a romantic thing. This is a bad thing. Just because it has a fancy name doesn't make it some boutique procedure.
That's Jeff Passan, author of The Arm. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Thank you very much for having me. Really appreciate it.